Plowing and sowing is part of growth. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. So just a few days ago, we celebrated Tu Bishvat, the 15th of Shvat, known as the New Year of Trees. Now, I'm talking about Tu Bishvat even though it's past because the mystics tell us that when you have a special day during the week, the energy of that week continues until Shabbat. Shabbat sort of elevates it and perfects everything that happened in the previous week. So we have many, many lessons from the concept of planting trees. The Talmud tells us, Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh, a person is compared to a tree. And there are many, many lessons that we can learn from the concept of planting trees and compare it to planting ourselves, growing into something stronger and better than we were before. One of the things, first of all, is that every person has to have strong roots. A tree, the strength of a tree, the durability of a tree, comes from its roots. The stronger the roots, the stronger the tree. Now, the roots are something you don't always see. They're not at the forefront. You see the branches, you see the leaves, you see the blossoms, you see the fruit, but you don't see the roots. And yet the roots is the strength of the tree. And what that is in a person is the idea of conviction, faith. We don't talk about our convictions all day, but our convictions is what guides us. Our convictions, our values, and our faith might be in the background, but it's what gives us the strength and inspires and guides what we do throughout every single day. There are many, many more lessons about planting the tree, but I want to just touch on one more specifically. And that is when you plant something, and particularly a tree, we plant it in the ground. Now, the ground has in it, in Hebrew, the word for ground is Eretz. And there's a reason for that. First of all, there's a verse in the Torah that tells us that we are a Eretz Chefetz. The Jewish people are compared to a treasured piece of ground. What that means is the Baal Shem Tov explained that just like the ground contains within it potential for growth, called the Koach HaTzomeach, the power of growth. It has the nutrients, the minerals, the chemicals, whatever it has to be able to activate growth. So too, we have tremendous potential. Second of all, the word Eretz means ratzon, to want, the will, desire. We intrinsically want to do the right thing. We intrinsically want to grow, want to take the next step in our emotional and spiritual progress. But sometimes we just are a bit blocked. So yes, we have the potential. We want to do it essentially, but there's a third ingredient. Planting something in the ground to activate the power of growth only happens when we plow and we sow. Plowing the field. Plowing the field, the commentaries teach us, is about shaking up the earth. When you shake up the earth and make it softer, then you're able to plant and activate the power of growth, and a tall, beautiful tree grows. In our own journey, in our own tree, this is so important. Growth can only happen if we shake ourselves up a little bit. We have to plow our own earth. We might have the desire, the innate desire. We might have the potential, but we need not to be complacent. We need once in a while, and not all the time, because all the time we have to get the job done and keep focusing and keep doing good things. But we also, from time to time, and in Jewish tradition, you know, that's before Rosh Hashanah or every night or once a week, whatever the case is, we have to reflect and reflect on the good things we've done, but also reflect on where we can be better, to the point where we start to feel uncomfortable at where we are, because that discomfort shakes us up a little bit in a positive way. We shouldn't beat ourselves up, but we should be a little bit uncomfortable, creating a sense of urgency. And when we have a certain level of healthy discomfort, we are shaken up and we create a sense of urgency to be better and to grow. So that's the plowing, the spiritual plowing that is so important and is a part of the growth. So let's unpack that a little bit. And I want you to close your eyes and visualize a beautiful field, a large area of sand, of earth, where towards the end of that field, you can see a beautiful tree growing. It's got branches, leaves, starting to develop flowers. Just picture this in your mind. Look at, in your mind, look at the fruit starting to blossom, starting to grow. A beautiful tree is a beautiful thing. Now in your mind, look at the rest of the tree, the rest of the field, which is empty. No trees. No growth. Look at the sand. It's the same field. Look at the earth. A little hard. A little firm, a little tough. We want to plant a second tree. A taller tree, a stronger tree. Imagine preparing the field for the new tree, plowing, digging, breaking up the soil. Now dig deep within your soul, your own earth, your own potential. Great things can happen in the space. Beautiful trees can be grown in our own personal fields. But are we ready to absorb the seed? Or are we just stuck, strong, complacent, dry? Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh, the man is like a field. Will your field grow a beautiful tree? The soul, think of your soul, such potential. Potential of power of growth. Treasure. Can it absorb a seed to grow? Can it activate the power of growth? Or maybe we need to shake ourselves up a little bit. Just for a few moments to feel uncomfortable where we are, so that we can absorb a seed of growth. Interesting conclusion, what I want to share with you is that sometimes that feeling of discomfort can be negative. Pain can be negative. Challenge can be negative. But we have the ability to channel into something different, to let it activate urgency, let it activate growth. We can all do that. We all have the power to do that. Have a wonderful day.